Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. So happy to have each and every one of you all. This is Thankful Thursday, hallelujah. I know the Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, and everything give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you in Christ Jesus, hallelujah. And that verse, two verses before that says rejoice. Rejoice for all of his goodness, for all of his provision, for all of his substance that he has shared with us. And most of all for his word, hallelujah. So let's give thanks to God, who is ahead of all our lives, that believers I'm talking about now, hallelujah. We won't have any music today, brothers and sisters, unfortunately. Again, I could say fortunately, hallelujah. But this is Thankful Thursday, and we're going to have a word of prayer, and then after that, anyone would like to thank God for any particular scripture or for where you're at in him, you press 1 and we'll give it to you, hallelujah. The only way you're going to be able to get in today is to press 1. I'm mobile today, and so hallelujah. We see we already had someone already, so let's see here. This may be Sister Laura. Let's see here.
Hello? It is Sister Laura. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Would you like to say a word of prayer for us today?
I can say a word of prayer, and I definitely have a scripture I would like to add. It's one that I read this morning before walking out the door. But Heavenly Father, I pray that all of our hearts and minds are focused on you right now in this moment. None of us and all of you, God, we're minimizing ourselves so we can enlarge in you, Heavenly Father. Let your spirit be within us, directing us on our path, leading us to where you desire us to be, Heavenly Father, in you and in this world. Dear Lord, and I thank you for the word that you bring forth today, Heavenly Father. I pray that you bless and touch the speakers and all the ears on the prayer line to hear and also to obey the words that they receive today that resonates within their spirit to where you have them in their life at this particular time, Heavenly Father. So I thank you so much for everything that you have done and that you're doing. I thank you for the strength that you're multiplying in us. I thank you that when we're weak, you're strong, and that you give us strength when we have no might, Heavenly Father. So right now, God, I just want to thank you for the word from Psalms 20. And in Psalms 20, it says, in times of trouble, may the Lord answer your cry. May the name of the God of Jacob keep you safe from all harm. May he send you help from his sanctuary and strengthen you from Jerusalem. May he remember all your gifts and look favorably on your burnt offerings. May he grant your heart's desires and make all your plans succeed. May we shout for joy when we hear of your victory and raise a victory banner in the name of our God. May the Lord answer all your prayers. Now I know that the Lord rescues his anointed king. He will answer him forever from his holy heaven and rescue him by his great power. Some nations boast of their chariots and horses, but we boast in the name of the Lord, our God. Those nations will fall down and collapse, but we will rise up and stand firm. Give victory to our King, O Lord, answer our cry for help. So I just want to thank God for always being a present help in the time of trouble, for hearing our cries, carefully considering everything that goes on with us. He's concerned with all things that go on with us. I thank him for his favor. And also, I just thank him so much that in him we have victory. And I thank every saint that's on his line that stands in agreement and in prayer with me, lifting me up during this spiritual warfare, to know that not only my testimony when I get through the situation, but also everyone else's testimony, that we'll be able to shout for joy when we hear of each other's victory and continue to rejoice and glorify God, because that is the spiritual warfare that we're fighting. Satan keeps trying to defeat us, but every time we come through, we have the victory, we shout for joy. So I just thank God each and every single day that he's preparing the table for us to come and share in his victory and his glory and give praise and thanks to him. Thank you, God.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Sister Laura. Thank you so much for that heartfelt prayer. Praise God.
Amen.
Yeah. Again, mobile, and so I pray to God everyone hear me pretty good. This is Thankful Thursday. Anyone have anything that, or scripture? I know the Bible says in everything give thanks. So it's you thanking for his word. And let me tell you why you want to always thank God for his word, because his word is what he will confirm. Now, see, he can't always confirm what we feel or what we think. But one thing he promised, that his word will not return unto him void, but will accomplish what he sent it out to do, bless God. So you want to always pray the word. That way God's going to confirm that. You're going to get confirmation.
Yes. Yes.
God is, and his word is the same. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I thank you, Heavenly Father. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Holy Spirit, I just pray right now as we agree with this sister Laura, for these many, many things. So we agree with her in your name, hallelujah. I come to you in a humble way. I come to you, Father God, with the right attitude, gratitude, because of your precious blood that your Son shed for us. Heavenly Father, continue to bless those that are on this broadcast that will be thankful for the Scripture, because 3 John 1:2 said, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mightest prosper and be in even as thy soul prosper. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth the power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he has sworn unto the fathers, as it is in this day, according to Deuteronomy 8:18. But shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he say, according to Mark 11:23. So if you'll speak it, God will confirm his word, brothers and sisters. He will confirm his word. So anyone have anything you'd like to share, press 1. And we'll let you in. Hallelujah. Only way we can get you in is you have to press 1. Hallelujah. Thankful Thursday. Do you have a scripture you're thankful for? Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Or anything as far as that concerned. But we like to thank God for his word, because he will confirm his word with signs following. If you take 3 John 1:2 and speak that thing over your life, he said, "I wish above all things that thou mightest prosper." He wants you to prosper. The enemy don't want you to prosper, because he come to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, "I come that you may have life and have it more abundantly." So that's my scripture for today. It's John 10:10. God giving us an abundance of life. That means now and later. That means right now. God wants you to have the abundance of life. And you ain't got to worry about slew foot stepping in.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Okay, go ahead, Pat.
Good afternoon, everyone. Amen. Thank you for the prayer, Sister Laura and Pastor. Thank you both. Amen. Amen. And the scripture that I like to hear is coming from John 1 and verse 14, where we talk about dwelling in the Most High. And the scripture reads from the King James, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." And then from the New Living Translation, it says, "So the Word became human and made his home among us. He was full of unfailing love and faithfulness, and we have seen his glory, the glory of the Father's one and only Son." And then when you look at that also in the Message Bible, it says, "The Word became flesh and blood and moved into the neighborhood. We saw the glory with our own eyes, the one of a kind glory, like Father, like Son, generous inside and out, true from start to finish." Amen. So let's abide in the Word and dwell in the Word and dwell in what God has for his people. Amen. But like our foundational scripture where it tells us, he will give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. Thank God for keeping us. Amen. We ain't always been like that, but thank God we are now. We're new in Christ. Amen. But the scripture say, "Old things are passed away, because all things have become new." So we give God praise for his word today and how he's keeping us. Psalms 91, and then I'm going to let someone else say something. Psalms 91 and verse 1, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." Amen. Praise God, praise God.
Hallelujah. Anyone else? Thank you so much, Pastor. Anyone else? Press 1. Yeah. Press 1, and you got a testimony. You got something you want to share. Bless somebody today. God done put something in your spirit, just like I'm going to say the evangelist, Lori. But anyway, she had a beautiful prayer. Thank God for those that heard it. Those that didn't hear it, you can go back online and listen to her. She had a beautiful prayer. We're going to give you the website, and you can go and listen to it. Matter of fact, you can listen to any of these broadcasts that we did over the last 11, 10 years. It's on there. But however, the next person, press 1. And we'll let you listen. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
God wants us to have that abundant life.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to start living in the abundance of life. Forget about sin and death. The sin problem has been dealt with. I know some of you, well, now people still, I don't care what people are doing. It doesn't matter. God gave Jesus for our sin. So he came and he took it. And he took all the sins of the world. That's what he did on the cross. So that's settled. When he was resurrected, that proved that death could not hold him. Listen, beloved. Please listen. You don't have a sin problem. You have a receiving problem. Receive what God did in the man Christ Jesus. And let's enjoy the benefit right now. Let's enjoy the abundant life. I know we've been taught earlier, but when we get to heaven, when we get over there, forget that, man. It's right now, plus you get eternal life. That's what you got to get on this side is eternal life, because you're going to leave here. And the only thing you're going to be able to take, for a better way of saying it, is your ticket, and that is you are in Christ. That becomes your eternal life, that ticket right there, bless God. That's your ticket, man. So, anyone else, press one.
Hallelujah.
I had a couple of people work this morning. But anyway, if not, we want to discuss a couple of scriptures. Like I said, I'm mobile today. And I hope I'm getting out and getting good reception. But however, in 2 Corinthians 5:4, for indeed we that are in the tabernacle do groan, being burdened, not for that we would be unclothed. That ain't what this is about, being unclothed. He said, but that we would be clothed upon, that what is mortal may be swallowed up of life. This word life is Zoe in the Greek, which translated down in a sea of life, showing the abundance of life. Means you got a whole sea of life lies ahead for you. Hallelujah. Can you imagine what a sea looked like? And it's full of life. Full of life. Well, that's what abundant means. You can't even count it. It's so big, man, just like what God did Abraham. You can't count the stars. You can't count the grains of seed, or sand in the sea. Well, that's what you have in Christ. You have a fullness. I read that. Because in 2 Colossians, well, actually, in Colossians 2, because I was going to have you go somewhere else, but in Colossians 2 and 9 and 10, for in him dwell all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. In him ye are made full. That means complete. You're complete when you're in Christ, man.
Hallelujah.
Forget that old religious stuff. You're in Christ, you're complete. You have need of nothing. Your needs are already met. You just got to receive it and start confessing it and act on that. The Bible says that in Colossians 2, 9 and 10, it says you are complete, man, who is the head of all principalities and powers. So we are made full of God's nature.
Thank you, Lord.
That's awesome, man. It just blows me away when I think about God imparting his nature in us. That's how much he loved us, that he wants us to be like him. If anyone out there have children, I know some of y'all do, you always want your child to be better than you, or you want to impart wisdom and knowledge in that child. Well, God, you get that from God. That's what God want to do. He want to impart his nature in us. That's that image that God talks about in Genesis 1:26. God want us to have his image. Woo!
Yeah.
Man, that is awesome. Your best friend don't want you to be better than they are. Your best friend don't want you to have what they have. But Jesus said, I came that you may have this life. You may have the God kind of life. You don't have to live undernourished when it comes to the spiritual thing. He said, I've given you everything. You already over. You already have the victory. All you got to do is walk in it. Act like you're the king and the queen that God have called you to be. Get that attitude and be thankful. You get to walk around today and say, Lord, thank you for making me a queen, or thank you, Lord, for making me a king. Because that spirit needs to be in your life. Because I'm thankful for that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thankful. Hey. 1 John 4:8 says, it shows us that man is full of agape, or the God kind of love, the new kind of love. It has never been taught. Nope, not even in the churches. They've majored in a lot of things, but they have not majored in the things of God, which is being like God. Now, most churches will tell you you can't be like God. I guarantee you they'll tell you you can't be like God. And then all through the scripture, he said, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ. So if he didn't want you to be like him, why would he tell you to have his mind? If he didn't want you to be like him, why would he give you the everything you need pertaining to godliness? Everything. Mm-hmm. Even his nature, bless God.
Yeah.
I get excited about the word of God. We are made full of the nature of God, full of God. See, that explains St. John 1:16. For of his fullness we are received grace for grace. Whew, somebody need to hear that today. That's a word for somebody. Grace for grace. The more grace God give you and the more you show, the more grace he give you. Satan don't have nothing on God. See, Satan don't know nothing about grace. Grace takes care of the problem, brothers and sisters.
Thank you, Lord.
That's that unmerited favor. That's what God does for his people. That's what grace really is. You don't have to work for it. Learn to receive it. You in jail and somebody come and get you out, you going to stay in jail? I don't think so. It's only a fool think like that.
Mm-hmm.
You need your mortgage paid off, and here you got God ready to pay your mortgage off, and you won't receive that? The devil is a lie.
Amen.
Yeah, you receive that. See, as many as receive him, to them he gave the power or the ability to become the sons of God.
Mhm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For those that would receive it, everybody won't receive this. That was the Jews' problem. They didn't want to receive that God sent Jesus in the flesh. They didn't want to receive that. They said, "Oh no, God wouldn't come in the flesh." Not understanding God's grace. Grace covers stuff, and sisters. Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Sin can't outdo grace. Where you get that from? How can sin lord over you? Sin is bigger than grace. The devil is another lie.
Amen.
Everything you do, Satan wants you to think is sin. So you'll just be confessing sin. That ain't what God wants us to confess. He wants us to confess the things in his word that he declared and decreed over our lives. Don't make me go there. I will go there. I have paper. I don't have it with me, but I have it. I will declare God's grace is bigger than sin. It's what you confess. If you want to continue to confess the sin above righteousness, above the light, you ought to be confessing 2 Peter 1:4. We have are partakers of his divine nature. So if you're a partaker of his nature, if we can be partakers, that means he's taking care of the sin problem. Yeah. Matter of fact, God said in Ephesians 2:10, y'all watch this, He said, we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus. For good works. See, when you get born again, you're part of God's workmanship now. You've been created in Christ. Christ Jesus, that's not a typo. When the Bible says Christ Jesus, that's not a typo. That spirit being flesh. See, your spirit been recreated to act like God now.
Yeah.
All we got to do is start speaking it. But sometimes you spoke the world way of talking so long until that's natural to you. Well, it's not natural to us who have been born again. I just can't say no thing. There's no fear in me. The Bible says perfect love casts out all fear. So why should I walk around and say, oh, well, I'm scared of this, scared of that? No, I ain't scared of jack.
All right. Come on now.
Yeah.
Amen.
Why should I be scared? For what? The love of God gonna take care of me. God got angels around me. Last time I checked, I'm the apple of my father's eye. He ain't gonna let nothing happen to me. Just like you ain't gonna let nothing happen to your child, God ain't gonna let nothing happen to you. Trust me. That's why people think I'm losing. I'm not losing nothing.
All right.
I just know that his word said we are the temple. We're his temple, and he dwells in us. He don't dwell in some stinking building that have padded pews and hanging chandeliers. No, God dwells in you. So wherever you go, the church just went there. See, the church is mobile anyway. If you remember over there in Matthew 28, he said, go ye therefore into all the world and make disciples. That is our job. That is your responsibility to go and make disciples, man. And don't give me this old baloney about, well, you know, I haven't been to school for this and I haven't been to school. Watch the Holy Ghost. Let the Holy Ghost take part of your life. Don't you try to know everything. Let the Holy Spirit rise up in your life. Because, Lord, you know what? I'm going to trust you. I'm going to go out there and speak. And when I speak, I need you to speak for me. And what that stuff come up out of you, man. You didn't even know it was in you.
Amen.
You'll start witnessing unto him. Into Jerusalem, even to the uttermost parts of the world.
Yeah.
You'll witness at Goodwill.
That's right.
I know some of y'all may not go to Goodwill, but I mean, if you went there, hey, you may go to grocery store, Publix, Walmart. I know you go to Walmart. You'd be surprised. The Spirit of God will have you to witness in Walmart. Go and see and open your mouth. Because you have that divine nature. You're a member of the body of Christ, not some local church. 1 Corinthians 12:27. You are a member of the body of Christ. How I know that? I'm glad you asked. Because we've been reconciled to God. And that's why we are ministers of reconciliation, each and every one of us. Yeah. To you, when he said all things become new, you're a new citizen now. Yeah. Okay, it's Thankful Thursday. Anybody else have anything else you're thankful for? I'm just thankful for the abundant life that we can live. We can walk in it daily. All we got to do is confess it. And tomorrow we'll get back on to Psalms 91 and finish that if the Lord say so. If not, we'll just get obedient to the Spirit.
Amen.
Anyone else? Press 1. You want to have anything else to say? Thankful for something. Press 1. Okay. All right. Let's see who this is here. All right. I think this is Evangelist Renee. From Ohio.
Good
Angus Renee.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Okay, this is somebody with 7300.
Hello?
Okay.
I hear you,
okay,
Vandalism.
Last four digits is
so you hear me?
Pastor, we can hear her, Pastor.
Oh, okay, maybe I'm not hearing her. Okay, thank you, Pastor.
You're welcome, Pastor. Go ahead.
This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it.
Yeah.
Just want to take the time out and tell Lord thank you for blessing us to see another day. Blessing us to live in the United States where we're free. Asking him to touch them people in Sudan. That's in the midst of a war. Just keep them safe, Lord.
Yeah.
I just ask that he will be a fence around all of us every day.
Yeah.
And I'm just so thankful for the program. I can come and listen to God's word at the noontime.
Yeah.
Just thanking him for all his many blessings. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Yeah.
Like I said before, I'm mobile. But anyone else, press 1. Because I can see the screen. I just can't hear everything coming forth. But thank you, Pastor.
You're welcome, Pastor.
Anyone else? Okay. Hallelujah. Well, if not, we'll see you all tomorrow for the word at noon.